Chapter 6. Who's winning? The door of the gallery flew open and Gordon appeared. He was furious. Jenny stepped forward to try and calm him down. Now, Gordon, don't be so upset. We...
Don't be upset? Did you see what happened? I looked a complete idiot. Me, Gordon Wright. The autocue script was full of spelling mistakes, and some of the sentences weren't even finished. Is Trent TV a professional TV company or not? And as for you, new boy...
He shouted as he moved closer to Simon. Simon quickly took a step back and decided that standing behind Rav was a good idea. It was time to apologise. Again.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to check the article for spelling mistakes, and I really don't know what happened to the other sentences.
I knew it would be a disaster to let you help,
shouted Gordon. He glared at Jenny and added,
If anything like this happens again, I'll resign. Is that clear?
And with that, he stormed out. Simon breathed a sigh of relief, but became worried again when Jenny said, David wants to see us in his office. Let's go.
So, let's look at the situation so far,
suggested David. We've made mistakes in both monitored programs, so things are looking grim, said Jenny. David didn't want to accuse his son directly, so he just said,
Simon, you really must be more careful. If we continue to get things wrong, we won't get the franchise.
Simon didn't know what to say as Jenny added, Channel Web has done everything perfectly so far. David sighed.
Yes, Anna took great pleasure in telling me that when she phoned earlier. If we're not careful, Channel Web will win. Anna's already speaking with an Australian accent.
Simon laughed, but then he saw the look on his father's face.
Anyway,
continued David,
our next programme to be monitored is the Outside broadcast. It's on Monday, and we're doing an item about crop circles. Rav, I want you to be in charge in the van, and Simon will assist you.
Both Jenny and Rav opened their mouths to speak.
And that's final,
said David. Simon was once more grateful to his father.
I've never done anything like this before. Rav, what's the van like?
It's a mobile TV studio. Inside there are some monitors and a mixing desk. We have a camera operator to shoot the film and a transmission aerial on the top of the van to send the signal back to the studio.
By satellite?
Asked Simon.
That's right,
replied Rav.
Our aerial sends the signal to a satellite, which reflects it back to Earth, to the TV station. Satellites are positioned at 35,700 kilometres from the Earth, so they can move in a geostationary orbit. That means they follow the Earth's movement at the same speed, but their position doesn't change.
Rav was interrupted when the phone rang. David picked up the receiver.
Hello, Bruce. How nice to hear from you.
Jenny and Rav looked anxiously at each other. David heard Bruce say,
Please be at Channel Web Studios tonight at 11. There will be a video conference link between you, Anna, and me. David, I'm sure you realise that we need to talk.